John 12, 47 to 48. Jesus says this, "As for the person who hears my words, but does not keep them, I do not judge him. For I did not come to judge the world, but to save it. There is a judge for the one who rejects me and does not accept my words. That very word which I spoke will condemn him at the last day." John 12, 47 to 48. Christ has come into the world. Here he is. He's been ministering among the Jews now for these many months, and he's about to go to the cross. He's been giving the Jews his words. He will soon be giving his life on the cross, shedding his blood for sinners. And Christ, coming towards the end of his ministry, says this to the Jews. And it's a general principle. "As for the person who hears my words, but does not keep them, I do not judge him. For I did not come to judge the world, but to save it. There is a judge for the one who rejects me and does not accept my words. That very word which I spoke will condemn him at the last day." There are those who hear the words of Christ, hear the gospel of Christ, in his own day from his own lips, now through the preaching of the gospel. There are those who hear the gospel and believe the gospel, receive the truth of it. Above all, trust Christ and rely upon him. I am trying to preach the gospel in these discourses. You are hearing me. Are you receiving Christ in the gospel? Are you believing on the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you accepting him, his words, keeping them? Above all, trusting him and submitting to Christ as Savior and Lord. But there are those, a great many too, I'm afraid to say, who hear the gospel. They did in Christ's day, from his own lips, but they hear it now preached. It's been my experience. They hear me declaim the gospel, proclaim Christ, preach and publish it, urge, invite, exhort sinners to come to Christ. But they do not keep the words. They hear the gospel, but they do not keep the gospel. They do not accept the gospel. They do not obey the gospel. They reject the gospel. Above all, they reject, refuse, turn away from Christ. They will not have Jesus to be their Savior and their Lord. "We will not have this man to reign over us," they say. "We will not trust him. There is no beauty in him that we should desire him." Now it's the question of judgment. What will God do with those who refuse his gospel, who reject his Son, who will not trust the precious blood of Jesus to wash them from their sins? But Christ says here, "As for that person who hears my words, but does not keep them, who rejects me and does not accept my words, I do not judge him. I do not judge him." Now, let me pause here and take you back to chapter 5 and read some verses there where Christ says explicitly that he is the judge of all men, and he is the judge of these who reject him. Let me read those verses to you. I'm reading chapter 5 and verses 22 to 23, and then 27 to 30. Chapter 5, verse 22. "The Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him." And now 27 to 30. "And he has given him authority to judge because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good will rise to live, and those who have done evil will rise to be condemned. By myself I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just, for I seek not to please myself, but him who sent me. Thus reads John chapter 5. Christ is the judge. And yet John chapter 12, I do not judge him, the man who rejects me. How can we reconcile these things? What can we make of them? Well, look at what Jesus says in John chapter 12, verse 47. As for the person who hears my words but does not keep them, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save it. And this ties in with chapter 3, from verse 16 to 19. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved. But as he immediately goes on to say, there is a judgment. Whoever believes in Christ is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's only begotten Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil. Putting all this together, it is very clear what Christ is saying. Christ has come into the world. Here he is standing among men, and he's preaching his gospel, and he's offering them salvation. He's inviting them to come and trust him. He's commanding them to come. He's pleading with them to come. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I would have gathered you, but you are not willing. He stretches out his arms to them. But those who reject him now, those who refuse him now, he does not condemn now. This is still the day of opportunity, the day of offer, the day of grace, the day of the gospel. The same applies now, after his death and resurrection and the gift of the Spirit. In the preaching of the gospel, even now as I offer Christ to you, even now as I preach and try to declare the glories of Christ and plead with you to trust him, urge you to trust him, command you in the name of Jesus to repent and believe. If you refuse, God does not come down in terrible judgment now. This is still the day of grace and mercy. Romans 10:21, all day long God stretches out his hands to a disobedient people. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 19 to chapter 6, verse 2. God pleads through his preachers. God pleads through believers. He's pleading with you. Be reconciled to God. This is the day and offer and time of mercy. But there is coming a judgment. That last day. And Christ will judge then. The judge then, and this is the judgment and the condemnation, verse 48, will be for those who reject Christ and do not accept his words. And what will condemn them is that very word which Christ spoke, the gospel in other words. And this, my friend, this is the point. Look at what you're refusing. Look at what you're neglecting. Look at what you're saying no to. Look at what you're dithering with, dallying over. Mercy. Love. Forgiveness. Pardon. Grace. The blood of Christ to wash you from your sins. Everlasting heaven. Everlasting glory. Think of the condemnation you're adding to yourself. Think of the guilt that's coming upon you. You've not refused something harsh or hard. You refuse love and mercy, grace. How you will condemn yourself, this will condemn you, but how you will condemn yourself for all eternity, that you said no to such mercy. I plead with you not to dither or dally, to wait, to refuse, to reject, to ignore salvation. Close in with Christ now. Close in with Christ now. There is a day of judgment coming. Now is the day of grace. It's Christ and His Word. As Joseph Hart put it, the Scriptures and the Lord bear one tremendous name. The written and the incarnate Word in all things are the same. Christ has brought the gospel in His day, and He died on the cross to establish salvation. Now, people like me are lifting up our voices, preaching this gospel, preaching Christ. And it's the same message here as it was in Christ's day. What is that? Here now is the day and offer of mercy. Do not refuse, do not reject Christ. Trust Him now. God does not visit in judgment at this moment, if you refuse, I know. He still offers you mercy, and I still offer it to you again now. I still command you in the name of Jesus, repent and believe. But the day is coming when the gospel, Christ, and your refusal of gospel, the gospel, and your refusal of Christ, above all your refusal of Christ, will condemn you. And Christ, who now offers to be your Savior, will in that day stand as your judge. You have been warned, my friend. Do not dither or dally or delay. Trust Christ now. The very word, he says, verse 48, which I spoke, this very word now, which you're hearing, if you refuse Christ, will condemn you in the last day. Don't let it happen. This very word, I assure you, will live again in your heart forever and ever. So I plead with you, close in with Christ now.